1027 1035 WICY, your feel good favorites from the 80s and more. Proud to always be diving inside the community and meeting different members. One, Michael Hart is with us, as well as Jen Bilo. Michael he ran the Pouring Light Studios, which, of course, every week we'd stress for people to come to these open mic nights. And, Mike, first of all, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about what you know, this beautiful, and we're going to get right to it, this beautiful pink painting. It's a mural, which is technically, there's a different definition, but everyone sees it, of a dove or a goose in Malone?
Yeah, those are geese in full formation. And
in vibrancy as well.
Yeah. And it's, I don't know. The lead goose is, well, the one that's really quite prominent is kind of the one that I think makes the real connection with the viewer. You're almost up there with them at the eye level. So that was one of the things I wanted to accomplish when I gave instructions to the muralist.
Right. So it wasn't you, but you were behind almost the blueprint of it. And in the muralist, who is this person, local? I mean, as much as you can tell me about this person.
Yeah. Brendan Palmer Angel. He's he has local connection here. He grew up in Plattsburgh, and he has family in St. Regis Falls. So he comes up almost every summer anyway. So it was a good fit to ask him to do this.
Yeah, sounds it. I mean, I don't know how long it took for him to get it done.
It was about 3 weeks of actual work and months of preparation, you know, as we designed the nuts and bolts of it.
Yeah, the backstory, it was just something, it was more or less your idea.
Yeah, I had the spark. It just happens, like with most artists, you know, you wake up one day and you think, you know, this is something I think can happen. And I've been inspired by the geese for many, many years. Enjoy watching them take off and land, and you know, coming south, going north, and it's just very inspiring to me. Their purpose and their direction, and you know, it's something I can feed off of.
Yeah, no, totally. I could feel that you have some pride for it. And, you know, even in the fact that it's like it took a team. You designed it, he kind of did it, and you both take that.
Yeah. I think that's one of my skills, is just knowing how to, or knowing people in the area that can have different skills to make a project happen and complete it. So that's where, I knew him from a previous show that he had in my gallery. And that, I knew he was a great portrait painter. And didn't really realize at that time that he was going to go into mural work. And so when I saw the ones he did in Plattsburgh, they're just stunning. And
you're like that right there. Yeah. We got to get it over here to Malone.
Yeah, it made the whole thing possible when the pieces start falling together.
Yeah, totally. Any problem with like asking the people in the building to do it there? Well, how'd you get connected with the ability to put it right in that spot?
Tim LaCham owns the building, and I approached him about the idea, and he just immediately said yes. There was no bending of the arm or anything. You know, it was perfect.
That doesn't get much easier than that. Full send for the project, boys. So this thing's going to be hanging around for a while then, huh? All that.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of archival work on it, so it will last. It's got UV protection, and it's good for decades.
But just before, we let you get back to all the great work that you do, a little backstory behind you. How long have you been into art in general? It's kind of a broad question, but I just want to hear about your inspiration for art and love for it in general.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I always think of myself as a late bloomer, but I think it's just everybody has their own time. And I didn't start calling myself an artist until I was 50. And
did you not believe you were one, or was it just the label itself wasn't needed all those years you were working on stuff?
I think I just hadn't really brought it all together into a form that actually was communicating with people. And
that's what art is.
Yeah, ultimately. You got to have that flow back and forth. So then I started, you know, people say, what do you do? And I said, I'm an artist. And it felt great. It felt like it fit, you know. And so that's the way it's been going since then.
Sure. Anything you want to tell the listeners about you, your future with what you're doing and stuff? Or is it just kind of what it is right now?
I'm taking some time out. You know, it was a good time to do that. It was you're sort of forced to with the pandemic. So I Doing some real searching to find out what my next move's going to be. And I'm going to put a studio together so I can continue working, but I'm not sure, you know, how far that's going to go. I don't think it's going to be a storefront that's open day to day. It's going to be more like my own studio and maybe have an opening for some recent work.
They call that a little bit of independent work, more or less?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going to focus on my own work.
Michael Hart with us, as maybe a lot of listeners in the community know you. I mean, you got your name out there over the years, I'm sure. How long have you been a Malone?
40 years, on and off. Grew up in Niagara Falls and kind of wanted to get away from the industrial environment there. Stay in a small town area. I've lived in towns that were around Niagara Falls, and they were small towns. So I'm used to the small town atmosphere. And I found one in Malone.
Yeah, and even if, you know, you're not sure, you go to a city, you'll find out real quick if this is for you or not, and then you'll run back to like a place like Malone,
right,
you know?
Right. Well, it had tennis courts and a rec park, and it looked pretty good when I first moved here. But I have to get out of town once in a while to, you know, get into a different stream and learn things, and then that's been my style, coming back to Malone and applying what I learned elsewhere.
That's beautiful. Michael, thank you for your time. Anything else that you want to add?
No, I think that pretty much covers it. Yeah,
I think so too. And we love that beautiful mural that is on Main Street. And again, if you don't know what it is, the picture with this interview on our Facebook page will definitely show you. And so you can head there right now. That's the 1027-1035 WICY Facebook page. Inside the community here on WICY, Feel Good Favorites from the 80s and more.